Morning, Los Angeles. Hope you got your flu shot. Reports in 5 states that a strange virus is going around. So if you're not feeling well, go home, take care of yourself.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to another recap show. Yep, Fear of the Walking Dead recap show. Now available on iTunes. We just finished the first half. The episode is called Wrath. This one is going to be called North. It aired last night on AMC. It's this season finale, 2-hour episode. Some of the stuff, while we were getting ready for this recap show, I was like, hey, we kind of talked about this and it didn't even happen. So, yeah, the girls called me out right now, a little late. So for some of y'all that were listening, you're like, hey, idiot, you're not even there yet. Yeah, so we're not going to talk about it. We're just going to talk about what we left out. I got Jesus from dysfunctional.com.
I'm here.
I've got Kristen from accordingtokristen.com. She is there. And from the vro.com, returning again, Brancy. What's up, people? Let's talk. Since we brought it up and Kristen actually thought he was hot, we're talking about Doctor, whatever his name was. I don't even remember his name. What was his name, Kristen?
Andres.
What was going through your mind when all hell was breaking loose, when they were about to jump Travis and butterfly knife action, Alicia goes in the chest,
bitch?
Really?
I'm just kidding. No, he deserved it.
he did.
He's hot but he deserved it.
What'd y'all think, Jesus, Brancy? Were y'all happy, satisfied?
It was shocking.
Because he didn't really deserve it, right?
At that moment, he did.
Yeah, at that moment, he did. Because he was going to shoot, right? I mean, he had his finger on that trigger.
Yeah.
He was about to take him out. Brancy was very quiet. Brancy, do you not think he deserved it?
No, I mean, I think he did, but at the moment, like you said.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do you find him hot, too? Or is Kristen the only one?
To be honest, Mike, I don't remember what he looks like. I couldn't tell. she texted me that, and I was like, Kristen, I'm not going to lie. I don't know who you're talking about because I don't remember what he looks like.
No, because when I texted her that, she hadn't started the episode yet.
Yeah.
I didn't pay attention. After I pointed it out, she still didn't pay attention.
That is hilarious. Like, this guy is a big part of everything, and Brady's like, nah, don't know who it is. Don't know who it is.
No, because she said that, and I was like, what?
All I hear, Jesus, is that Kristen has shitty taste in guys. That's all I'm hearing from Brandon.
Well, that is true.
Okay. At least she admits it.
Yeah, that's good. Knowing it is half the battle.
That's the first step. Yeah.
There you go. Admitting. There you have a problem. All right. So he gets it into the chest. He's dead. Now, of course, once that happens, we all know that the hotel is going to go up in flames. It's going to be craziness. Strand decides to stay. I mean, you know, first Strand is not willing to help Travis out. He's like, screw it. He did it to himself. And then he helps, pretty much gives him the gun so they can escape. One question. You guys agree with Strand's decision?
Yes.
Okay. Brancy?
I am not shocked at all because, I mean, he's already said from the beginning he's out for himself.
Correct.
If I were him, yeah, I'd probably stay. I mean, it seems like a fair system. You start killing people, you gotta go.
Right.
And she made that rule. So.
Exactly. So
half the rule she was breaking that she made, you know,
yeah.
That's Jesus's number one mama. Jesus, you agree with Strand's decision?
I don't think I do. Cause I feel like they're going to lump him in as part of that group.
So you think it was probably safer for Strand to leave because if not, they're going to be like, we want to kill. We're going to kill you. Yeah. And the witch hunt's going to begin.
Something like that. Yeah.
I was thinking that too, but I don't know. I think I'm not surprised Strand stood his ground. I think Strand did right. I think, you know, he helped him escape. He could have been a douche and not. And then helped him and then got the gun and gave it to him and said, I'm staying. So I think it was good. I'm curious. I'm a little worried, though. I am kind of on the fence, though, because I'm like, I think it was a good decision, but I'm a little worried for Strand because I hope they don't do anything. But either way, Strand could talk himself out of anything.
You think so? That's what I was – at first I was thinking, oh, he's charming enough. But then I'm like, But he did hold a gun to the other guy.
Yeah, but he's good though. He'll be able to say, you know, he'll be able to talk himself out of it. Like, hey, you know, there's so much bloodshed. No more bloodshed. So now it's separated. Let's on with our lives. Their thing. They're never. I think he would. I would think he would talk himself out of it.
I hope he can.
Because I like Strand. He's one of my favorites. Because I'm a little pissed off though. We did not get to see any of goddamn Daniel. I don't even know what.
I knew you would bring that up.
I mean, I told my wife, I was like, just give me a little bit. Him tying his shoe. Something. Something. Nothing at all. We get Ophelia. No Daniel.
Would gladly trade Ophelia for Daniel.
Hell yes, for sure.
Why was she even in these two episodes? She didn't do anything.
Because she's an American citizen now. That's why.
So what?
And she did remarkable. I don't know what her deal is. Well, she's not going. She's not getting to New Mexico. That's for sure. let's see. What did you think about that whole thing between Madison and Travis turning into? I wrote here in my notes: natural born killers. That's all I could see is Woody Harrelson and Juliette Lewis. They're like, I'll kill people. I'll kill people too. We'll kill again. they kind of traded stories a little bit. They're kind of. It's obvious that they are going to kill for one another and to kill to protect Alicia. Do you think that was kind of odd? Did you? I mean, when she was giving the speech to Travis, what were y'all thinking? Did she? Do you think she really meant it, or do you think she was just doing it because she's a counselor and she knew Travis needed to hear that?
Maybe a little bit of that, but for me, it was just weird because I mean, she was talking about what happened with Celia, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But, like, that's so different than what Travis did. Like, Travis stomped the shit out of those guys. Oh, so I just felt like it was so different. So her talking about that, I feel like it wasn't – like, she was trying to help, but it wasn't really the same thing.
You know what?
Yeah, she was like, yeah. I've done things too. And I'm like,
and I'm like,
up.
Bitch, you shut a door, so don't start.
You know what? You're absolutely right, girl. Absolutely right, girls. Because even like the time that we were complaining about when we all thought she was going to apologize to Alicia and she kind of didn't. She wind up dropping the ball about her dad and then kind of made it about her. Like, she's really good about making shit about herself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's probably why Jesus really likes her. Because Jesus, you have an incredible ego, Jesus. Mr. Hollywood. Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be kind of curious to see because that look that Travis has now, even driving in the car, it almost looks like he has the same look of that Chris always had. I don't know. I'm curious to see how these people are going to – how it's going to be next season. How much – I don't know.
It's got to change him. That's for sure.
Oh, for sure, for sure, for sure. I mean, he's definitely got the Rick Grimes in him.
I'm excited.
About time. Let's see here. Blah, 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 blah. I guess the very end, Nick's walking with Lucy and the people, and they're thinking they're getting to the promised land. And then fucking SEAL Team 6 or 7 or 8 or 9. Lucy gets shot. Other people get killed. Do you think this is a good guy, holy crap, bad situation because they think they're the cartel? Or do you think that these are bad guys at this base or whatever? What do y'all think?
They didn't really give much time.
Right.
I don't know.
Well, they didn't kill him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, but I mean, well, could you imagine if we would have lost freaking Nick and Lucy last night?
Oh my god, Brianna was screaming at the TV last night
because she likes Lucy so much. Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, no.
Oh. She's a big fan of Nick.
And Chris. She liked Chris too.
Really? Did she really?
Really?
She liked the actor.
You better
who plays Chris.
You better have her go talk to a doctor or something.
Right?
She
you
actually...
think I have shitty taste in guys.
Well, I was about to say now I know where she gets it from.
Oh,
all right, so do we – okay, so Brancy, good guys or bad guys?
You know, I didn't really think about it until you just said that, but that sounds really plausible about them, like, maybe have gotten attacked before, so they're just kind of on the defensive.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Makes sense.
Okay. Hey, Seuss?
What was going through my head was the fact that what if this is the group that Abraham left from Walking Dead?
trying to find connections.
I always try to find connections.
Do you think, but didn't we have something online saying that there was not going to be any kind of connection between The Walking Dead and Fear of the Walking Dead?
Really? Because I thought they said they were going to leave that open.
Did they?
Yeah,
I swear.
They were
going to
leave
it
open, but they were not going to have any crossovers. There's not going to be any characters that mix.
Okay.
There wasn't going to be crossover, but they were going to leave it open for maybe background info.
Yeah.
Now, when you say that, so there's no way of seeing Abraham in this.
Yeah, there might not be Abraham in there, but this might actually be the group that he left.
Okay.
Like, maybe they could reference a character that's on The Walking Dead, but, like, they're probably not going to be on it because it's, like, totally different times.
Right.
Yeah, it's 3,000 miles apart.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, okay. That makes sense. Well, you know what? I mean, I didn't even think that at all because it's, like Kristen said, it happened so fast that I was like, did Lucy get shot? Where did she get shot? In the boob? Please don't make her shot in the boob. but she looks like it's not life threatening, which is cool. Cause I was concerned for her. Cause I was like, oh shit, we're going to lose her in the finale. And she is, Nick's balls in the relationship. I think good guys protecting the border. Cause they don't know who they are. That's what I'm thinking. Kristen, did you answer? I can't remember.
No.
She sidestepped.
I didn't really have an answer.
You didn't have an answer. That's great. You can tell us who you think are hot, but you can't tell us who you think bad guys are.
Damn right.
All right. That is it for me. Since we kind of covered some of the stuff from the first episode, we did a crossover there. Did I leave anything out? You guys, anyone bring anything out for the finale?
No, but I did think it was really stupid that Madison went back to that store thinking that those guys were still there.
Yeah, she's an idiot. I think even Alicia was like, "Mom, what are you doing?" I mean, at that moment, it was like, "Are you really doing this?" I thought, which just shows to you, I think all that crap that Madison told Alicia was foolish, was nothing, was all lies.
Yeah, I mean, Alicia really stuck her neck out and said, you know, if this is what my mom wants to do, this is what we're going to do with Travis. And Madison just, you know, turned her back and was like, we're going after Nick. And I'm sure Alicia's relationship with her mom is going to completely change at season 3.
I hope so. Maybe we'll be lucky and Alicia will be running. She'll be exercising next to Madison. It'll be like jogging, and then she'll fall, and the knife will go in her chest. That would be a great premiere. Are we done?
I think so.
Well, I have a question for you guys. Did anybody else think
that... Oh, my God, that sounded like a struggle.
Yeah, did anybody else think that the first episode was way better than the second episode?
Let me look. Girls, you can answer while I'm looking.
To me, it felt like those two episodes could have been a mid-season finale and mid-season premiere. That's what it felt like to me.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree. The second episode, it was really just the last, 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the notes. I mean, I think, the first episode, Wrath, was just unbelievable. Like, I think I even rewound it a couple of times because I was like, I gotta see this ass beaten again because I couldn't stand, Brandon and Derek. This other one, I think the other one was, I guess maybe it was a good episode for me. I mean, it was still good for me, but it was a lot more calm, and I think maybe that's what I needed because my blood pressure was like here and then here. But I would think, I could see that the Wrath felt like a finale.
I was like, that could have been the finale. And they honestly could have taken the second one and made that the next season premiere.
Yeah, and I think I would have been, and then bam, it would have, I totally agree.
It would have made sense that way.
Yeah. But, you know, hey, all good. So, okay, scale the 1 to 10, 2 hour season finale. Brancy, the 2 hours, 2 hours.
As 2 hours, 10.
Okay. Nothing's changed for you. All right. Kristen?
Same. 10.
Okay. Jesus?
Eight.
8.
What?
So it's obvious you definitely love Wrath more than North.
A lot more, yeah.
Okay. So why would you give it an 8?
It just slowed down too much. It seemed like completely two different episodes. That's why they didn't, you know, make that 2-hour mesh there.
Okay. I can see that. For me, we all agreed on 10 on Wrath. This one here, I would probably, looking at my notes, I'd probably give it a 7 or 8, probably. I mean, it was good.
Whoa!
Yeah,
but are you talking about the episode, though? Or
you're right. The 2-hour episode, the finale, I would, yeah, a 10. You're right.
Okay, because that's what I would have said.
Yeah, I would definitely give it a 10. I mean, it was great. I mean, everything was cool. I was, they did well on this. Now we just got to wait, see what happens in the premiere, and then we all four of us have heart attacks on October 23rd. When The Walking Dead returns.
I was having a heart attack when they kept showing the trailer.
Yep.
Where can I send my medical bills, please?
Oh, yeah. Oh, October 23rd is just around the corner. All right. So, and then, Jesus, you'll be, I guess we'll probably be reading your Good Shows review if you put up in time, because you turn all,
probably.
When The Walking Dead comes on, you're all Mr. Hollywood, and you're like, I only write for people who pay me. You won't be joining us, which is all good. Okay, so on that note, Kristen, you can go first. I know people can find you on your blog and all the goods.
Yes, you can find me on accordingtokristen.com and on Twitter at @thisiskristen_ and Tumblr at @thisiskristen84.
Cool. Brantz.
I am VRO Brancy on Twitter, Instagram, and the Good Shows app, and also the VRO.com.
Coolio. And Jesus.
Dysfunctional.com, Dysfunctional on Twitter and Instagram, Dysfunctional LA Facebook, and Dysfunctional on the Good Shows app and Snapchat.
Cool. People, tune in. You can check out my blog, and everything else is pretty much posted there. iWatchMike.com, Good Shows app, Mike the Movie Guy. And let's see, Mike the Movie Guy on Twitter and Instagram, and iWatchMike on Facebook. I didn't mention it before, but I'm mentioning it now. Again, don't forget, you can find all our recaps on iTunes. Just search Fear of the Walking Dead Show Recap Show, and we'll pop up, and you can find us there. If you don't have iTunes, audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. We're there as well. So that's it. Thanks for all the love, all the retweets, the shares, the likes, all that good stuff. We'll be back next season for Fear of the Walking Dead, October 23rd. We are getting rid of Jesus, because he is dead weight. He's kind of like the Chris of the group, and maybe more like Madison. And we'll be recapping the Walking Dead when it returns, so that'll be really cool. We'll be doing we'll watch the show on Sunday, and most likely recap the show on Monday evening. So be on the lookout for that. So other than that, ladies, gent, I will talk to y'all later.
Morning, Los Angeles. Hope you got your flu shot. Reports in 5 states that a strange virus is going around. So if you're not feeling well, go home, take care of yourselves.